It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast? A lady called Sabrina has been in touch with us, and here's what Sabrina has to say. Hey lads, I'm a big fan of your podcast. My daughter is 10 years old and asked me and her dad if we could take her to the Pride Parade next weekend. Her auntie is gay and always takes part. I casually brought this topic up with friends and colleagues, and the reaction has been crazy. One of my mates said it will brainwash her. Hello? This is her message. And others claimed that everyone goes naked in at Pride. I've genuinely never seen anyone naked at Pride. Topless, maybe, but naked? No. Would love this debated. It's just a parade like St. Patrick's Day, so why the absolute backlash? And that is from a lady called Sabrina. So, 10-year-old daughter has asked Mammy and Daddy to take her to the Pride Parade next weekend. And Sabrina, well, after the comments that she got from different people, basically they're saying it's not a place for children. Don't be bringing your kids to Pride.
We brought our...
No, I'm not saying that,
yeah.
But that's what Sabrina's friends have been saying.
We brought our young fella, I think he was only one at the time.
He wouldn't remember.
We brought him because a friend of ours was walking in the parade. He had only come out recently, and... He wanted to go to the parade to support him, and we brought along our young fella, and it was actually a nice day. Now, I'll be honest with you guys, I haven't been at it in the last few years, so I don't know if it's changed, if it's got better or if it's got worse, but I would imagine a lot of the people who do have a problem with it are basing their worries on falsehoods.
Meaning
like
what?
Like people calling it a grooming parade. It's not a grooming parade.
Stop. No, seriously.
Oh, people are.
Who is?
Oh, we'll be talking to some of them. Do you want to talk to them?
That are saying it's a grooming parade. What does that even mean?
That it's trying to recruit. So gobshites believe that they're trying to recruit people into the gay community. Now, I have to be honest with you. That's not how someone becomes gay, by going to
a parade and going, oh.
Yeah, you know, my dad, when I was a kid, used to bring me to Shamrock Rovers matches. Didn't turn me into a Shamrock Rovers fan. You know what I mean? So that doesn't happen. You can't bring a kid to a Pride match and then they automatically turn gay. So this whole thing about grooming kids and recruiting kids and stuff is absolute bollocks. Complete bollocks. So why do you think people would have a problem with it?
I don't know. Now, believe it or not, I've never been to the Pride Parade.
Okay.
I have been in town when it's been on, but I never actually have gone to see the Pride Parade. Now, having said that, I haven't been into town for the St. Patrick's Day Parade for years either, but...
But you've gone to the Patrick's Day Parade a lot of times, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Did that make you want to become a leprechaun?
No.
Okay.
No, but it made me happy to be Irish.
Okay.
So, but I've never gone to the Pride Parade, but I can't for the life of me see how a colourful parade, because it is very, very colourful, could be offensive to anybody.
No. And in fact, a lot of the people who are commenting on our Facebook page saying there's no way the Pride Parade is a place for kids. These are the same people, by the way. Here's their hypocrisy here. The same people who would go mad at seeing kids at a Pride Parade, yeah, would bring their own kids along to anti-immigration marches. Which is more damaging to a child? I have to say, I hate when you see kids in prams at anti-immigration marches. In fact, there was one a couple of weeks ago, and there was preteen kids there with their parents shouting, "Get them out, get them out, get them out." Now you tell me, which is more harmful to children? Bringing children to a march that is hate-filled or bringing people to a parade that is all about love and acceptance? That's really all it is, a Pride march, isn't it?
It's absolutely
about love and acceptance. Now maybe you think, guys, that this is a lefty-lefty opinion, but surely we all want to teach our children about loving and acceptance and not hate, no?
Yeah, I mean, I got a message in a moment ago and it says, it's a bunch of drunk, fetish-loving freaks. How is that a good place to bring children?
It's from Jess.
Yeah, I know.
From Jess, I don't want to be gay. Like, Jesus Christ. Are you surprised by that?
No, but I just find that an absolutely abhorrent statement to make. That it's a bunch of drunk, fetish-loving freaks. How is that a good place to bring children? Jess, ever the one for the sweeping statement. That's such a ridiculous sweeping statement to make about the Pride Parade. It really is.
She's such a bee in her bonnet about the LGBT community, isn't
yeah,
she?
Absolutely. Really, anyway, we would like to hear from you. So basically, Sabrina's issue is her 10-year-old daughter asked her to go to the Pride Parade next weekend, and her auntie is gay. She always takes part in it. Obviously, it's been talked about in conversation, and Sabrina's daughter wants to go and see her auntie in the parade. And
can anyone come up with a good reason why that child shouldn't go to it?
Yeah, but that's it. That's exactly the question. Our number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with Anthony on this.
Hey lads, can't come on the show, but I just want to get my two cents in. As long as I remember going to Friday, it's a lovely day out, and there's face paints for the kids. It's a great crack. I just don't get it. I don't get why people are against this celebration day. It's for everyone. It's not just for, well, it is for gay people. I get that, but you know, it's there for the whole family, especially made for everyone. So whoever is against us, just have yourself a can of cop the fuck on and get over it. Seriously, lads. By the way, I'm still waiting on my travel mug. Just thought I'd leave that in, which is, right, love the show. See you there.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ciarán, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ciarán?
My opinion is expose your children where appropriate to as much as you possibly can. Because what is the worst that's going to happen? The worst that's going to happen is your kids are going to have questions that are going to be awkward for you to answer. That's the worst thing that's going to happen. Myself, yourself, Adrian, would remember pre-internet when there was, you know, soap operas dealt with all sorts of issues, rape, drugs, alcohol, all sorts of issues, and issues even that they wouldn't touch today. So, you know, you tell me an average 10-year-old isn't sitting down pre-watershed and watching anything that's on the television that would probably do 10 times more harm.
So you're saying the worst that could happen is an awkward question that you can't answer. What sorts of awkward questions?
What's going to happen if I bring my child to a Pride Parade? What's going to happen to them?
Well, nothing, I wouldn't have thought.
Exactly. So where's the harm? It can only benefit them, can't it? Rather than hiding things away like they did when we were kids, you know, and then become an issue 40 years later. So what is anybody afraid of?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. Obviously, exactly. Some of her friends, Sabrina's friends, have said to her things like, it'll brainwash the child. Now, I don't know what that's even meant to mean, which sounds ridiculous.
Social media does the same thing.
Yeah, but that's very true. And then another friend said, everyone goes naked at Pride, which is absolute rubbish as well.
I doubt very much if everyone goes naked at Pride.
No, they don't.
I doubt that. Yeah. Of course they don't. That's just ridiculous.
So do you think that parents should be bringing their kids?
I'm not saying they should, like they have to, but you know what, if they wanted to go, why wouldn't you? Because what's going to happen when they're 18, 19 and say, Daddy, remember the day there was a parade, my auntie or my uncle was in a parade in town and you wouldn't bring me. What was that about? And then he or she has questions to answer. Whereas you just bring them along. It's like Paddy's Day parade. What's the difference? What are they going to see that's so goddamn awful?
And that's what I don't know. I don't know what they're going to see goddamn awful. Although, listening to the comment that I read there a couple of minutes ago from Jess, who basically said it's a load of deviants parading and no place for kids. It's a bunch of drunk, fetish-loving freaks. How is that a good place to bring children? And Jess, again, I think that's a ridiculous statement to make, for starters.
Well, it is, because I think nowadays 10-year-olds, I'm not saying 10-year-olds would know, they either won't know if it's full of naked deviants doing all sorts of things, which I doubt it would be, but if it was, they're going to have questions, or they're not going to have questions, or they won't bother them. That's the more likely scenario. They'd laugh, like all kids laugh at naked body. Oh, look at him. You know, that's what they'd say. So where's the issue? The issue is coming from parents. You know, people who are have ignorant brains and ignorant opinions about this kind of thing, and can't, at the end of the day, say what the problem is.
Okay, so you think, just to get it straight, because people are going to be very triggered by this, in fact, your next caller will, you think that the Pride Parade is as harmless as the Patrick's Day Parade? You'd put them in the same bracket.
You tell me something that's going to happen. And if you're going to say, well, I went to a Pride Parade and I was beaten up by somebody, that can happen anywhere. So that's not a valid argument. What's most likely to happen to somebody that's dangerous at a Pride Parade? What's going to happen to them? The worst thing that's going to happen to them is parents are going to have awkward questions to answer to, or parents are going to be exposed as bigots because they'll do, oh, I just didn't want you going. That's it. That's what they'll say. Like we were told years ago, oh, I don't want you being exposed to that kind of thing. Whereas kids nowadays are saying, what kind of thing? What are you afraid of, Daddy? What is it? Hmm. And then they might have a conversation about it, you know.
Okay, so a parent that would refuse to bring their child smacks of somebody who's homophobic and bigoted.
Well, they can do that without passing that bigotry onto the children. They can say as parents, you're not going. Absolutely, that's the parents' right. But if they want to go and the parent says no, that's the parents' right. They don't have to give a reason. But what damage are you doing to your child? You know, whereas if you bring them, it's going to create a conversation and it's going to bring issues out. Now, you might not like Pride. You might be anti-gay even, right? But I would go and say, what's the harm? Bring them in, see what questions they come up with, answer to them, and any issues would just go away. I just don't get what the problem is. These are the same problems people who would have a problem if Pride Parade was banned. They'd say, oh, you can't ban a parade, but we have free speech, you know. But, you know, it's the other way. It's the same people. It's just ignorance. And if you can get somebody on who can explain exactly what the issue is, what they're afraid of exposing their children to, then I guarantee you won't.
Stay there for a second, Kieran. Let me go to Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lads?
Good, thanks, Sean. Sabrina's 10-year-old daughter asked her to bring her to Pride next weekend. What's your view on this?
Absolutely shocking. There's no way a 10-year-old child should be going to a gay parade at 10 years of age. It's only going to teach the kid one thing. And let's be honest with you. The girls, the woman, Noreen Foley, coming out the other day about this book saying it's up to the parents. I think a parent that brings a 10-year-old child to a play like that should be probably convicted. It shouldn't be right.
So, what are you worried about would happen to a child if
the child shouldn't be in these circumstances at the age of 10. Like, as I said, the child is 15, 16, and is asking the parents questions about this, but at 10 years of age, and as I said to you in my text, you read that it's the parents that are brainwashing these kids into being gay and all that shit and having 52 different genders.
But you can't,
it's fucking madness.
But you can't brainwash someone into being gay in the same way my father tried to get me to support Man United as well when I was a kid, and it didn't work.
Nowadays, you can't, Jeremy. If there's so much stuff around you getting pushed into your head, you are going to turn. And let's call a spade, man.
So hang on, if I watch 50,000 episodes of The Golden Girls, I'm going to be gay all of a sudden. Is that what you're saying? Literally, you can...
Well, you might, because there's a problem if you're watching it, yeah? But honestly, a 10-year-old to a gay pride is fucking absolutely mental. I do believe parents that bring kids at that age to a pride like that should have been some sort of fine or something, because it's not right.
Well, Kieran, what do you say to all that? It is not right to be bringing young children to the Pride Parade.
Okay, well, I'm not going to bring my children to Mass then because of the ridiculous cult that goes on there every Sunday and children are exposed to that. So it goes against everything.
So you agree that you shouldn't bring a 10-year-old to an LGBT Pride,
no,
am I right?
I'm saying if I did that, you know, there would be outright. I'd bring my child to a gay pride, no problem. I don't understand
why. But can I ask the question? Why would you want to bring a 10-year-old that doesn't know any different than what his gender is? Why would you want to bring them to a thing like that at 10 years of age? It's sick. It's like this book that they're trying to release the other day, teaching 14-year-olds how to have anal sex and clean their arseholes. It's fucking sick.
Same reason as a
and it's the parents. She have poor say. You have Noreen Foley saying about, oh well, it's up to the parents if they want to let the kids read that book. No, no kid under the age of 16 should be reading shit like that. Or even being taught in school.
Sean, this has nothing to do with the Pride Parade.
Well,
I'm not saying, but what I'm saying, this is what I'm trying to say, Jeremy. It's getting thrown down kids' faces now. Like how? When I was 10, the last thing I thought about was going into a gay pride. You know what I mean? Paddy's Day Pride, yeah, probably because it's annoying. But I wouldn't even need 10-year-olds to a pride.
What's the difference between gay pride and Paddy's Day? Tell me the difference.
Are you serious? What's the difference by teaching a kid?
No, don't say are you serious. Tell me the difference. What's
there's
the
a massive difference. You're bringing the kid into a culture, into a yoke that's full of... Unless you want to your kid to turn out to be gay, I wouldn't be bringing them to a gay pride at 10 years of age. I think that parent should be actually locked up.
I've seen loads of men on Paddy's Day dressed up as women. Loads of them. So, why
would
I bring
them to do with that? I'm not saying that. Loads of grown men that can make up their own decisions at the age. Grown men that can make their own decisions. For a 10-year-old being brought to a gay pride by their parents is only going to teach them one thing, and it's that to be gay. I don't have a problem with gays. I voted for the gay referendum.
Okay, do you not realise how ridiculous that sounds? Bringing your kid...
That man is close to hate speech now. He really is.
I agree.
Oh, no, it's not. This is the problem.
No, it is.
This is the problem.
I'm anti-hate speech. I hate the hate speech laws that are coming in. But he's getting close
This anti-hate speech is just, you don't like the truth. And that's all it is. I'm not anti-hate speech. I don't believe a 10-year-old child should be brought to a pride.
Well, that's all right. You have children.
Sean, you went a step further and you said bringing a child to the Pride Parade is literally brainwashing them to be gay. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement.
It's not. As a parent of a 10-year-old, would you bring them to a smoking club in Barcelona or Spain or something?
No, obviously you wouldn't. And
you don't want them learning that. You don't want them knowing about smoking.
Sean, a smoking club in Spain where they're smoking cannabis or whatever is against the law for under 18. So that's a stupid comparison.
And it should be against the law to bring your child at 10 years of age to a pride. It should be. Until they're old enough to make their own decision.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's simple.
Okay, Kieran, go on.
How old are your children, Sean?
I have a 7-year-old.
7-year-old. And when he's 14 and tells you, Dad, I'm gay, what are you going to say to him?
That's no problem. At 14, that's no problem. That's what he wants to do.
Like it's not going to be a problem to me. Okay, well, I don't think I have to say anything else. It's just constantly.
So you don't think a 10-year-old too young to be seeing what you do seeing gay pride? You don't think 10-year-olds should be...
Let me ask you, what do you think you see as the Pride Parade that a child shouldn't see?
Sick cooks, people that are fucking men that are dressed as women and all. That's it. As I said to you before, lesbians or gays.
But hang on, you bring them. Do you bring them to a Catholic church? You see men dressed in frocks.
I don't bring me son to a Catholic church.
You bring them to pantomime every year, and there's
you don't.
There's a man.
I won't bring them to the pantomime either.
Really?
But hang on.
No.
Is your child going to make their communion or confirmation?
They will, yes.
Okay, but the man at the top of the altar will be wearing a dress.
I wouldn't say that now, would you?
No, he will.
I'd say it's a robe now, it's over his clothes now, it's not something that he wears now. This is the problem with all yours, and I have this every day with yours, is that trying to just put a narrative out there. My opinion on this show is that kids under the age of 15 shouldn't be brought by their parents to these type of things. After 16, if the kids decide to do it, no problem, that's your choice.
But it's just a colourful parade.
The child doesn't know his fucking arse from his elbow. And you're trying to bring this shit to them. Hang on.
On St. Patrick's Day, we have a parade celebrating our Irishness. During the month of June, there is a parade celebrating the LGBT community. What's the difference and what's the problem with the...
Why do we have a month long of a parade for LGBT?
There's only one parade.
We don't need a month long of it.
It's not a month long parade. It's not a month-long
parade. It's a month-long talking about a hype and up and flags everywhere, so it is a month-long of it. Well, you don't get that pushed down your throat for a paddy, for your own culture, Paddy Day. You get one day and that's that.
Okay, but coming back to the parade, which is next weekend, you believe that...
Sorry, can I just say, because he said something factually incorrect there. Paddy's Day is not just one day now. It's literally the celebration...
But it's not the whole month of March.
The parade is one day is what we're saying, lads.
No, but the Pride Parade is only one day as well, okay? Just to be clear about it.
It's built up for about 6 months before, and it's a full month of it. A full month of June for it. So don't try to say it's not. It is a full month of June. Every company is putting up their flags now. Full month of June. So when it comes to March, it's literally the Paddy's Day, and then the rest is forgotten to do. It's not a full month of March for the Irish Pride.
No, but it's a week. It's called the Patrick's Festival now. They don't just call it the Patrick's Festival. It goes on.
City Centre for a week. A week or a month, there's a massive difference there, isn't there?
You get Christmas for a month. That's a Christian festival. You get Christmas. You get Christmas for 3 months now. It starts in September. So
no, the shops make it out for 3 months because they want to get them with sales. So it's not actually 3 months of build up to Christmas.
No, but I think
in October and all in Halloween.
Sorry, I agree with you about Pride. I think Pride has become very commercial, and that's why it is.
People from the LGBT will tell you this, that's too long of a month. The Pride. That's off the topic. The opinion matters today is about a kid being brought to an LGBT Pride at the age of 10. I think it shouldn't be allowed.
All right, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Martin with his opinion.
Don't think I'd have too much of an issue with my kids going to a Pride parade if it was 10, 15 years ago. But not in this day and age. I mean, you're completely there disregarding Jess's opinion. She's clearly putting up in the comments that she's been to these parades. Like, we've all seen pictures of them. They've gone more sexualized, more burlesque. You know, people going around on leashes and stuff. And it's all, you know, it's all since the trans ideology got involved with the Pride. And I've said this for a long time, that gay people fought for years in this country to be seen as normal, because that's what they are. And these fuckers come in and absolutely throw a spanner in the works, going around with their deranged South African flag. This day and age, I wouldn't even think of bringing my kids to it. And your man's saying there, that's on, it's a tough question to answer in years to come, why wouldn't you bring us, Dad? It's not a hard question to answer. It wasn't appropriate for your age at the time. Simple as. Cheers.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
I was looking to correct for you before you asked me any question, guys. Pride takes place in different counties on different dates. Cork is August. Limerick is July 6th. Galway is on another date. Like, they're all different. So Dublin is just Ireland, is it?
No.
Because that seems various parades take place in different counties on different dates. So that man is correct. June is full of Pride parades.
Okay, that's fine. What's the point you're trying to make?
I'm saying that was an factually incorrect statement. That was not a factual statement that Jeremy and yourself made, saying it was one day. One day in Dublin. But they take place in other counties on different dates. So
I didn't say Pride was one day. I said it was, in fact, I said it was across the month, and I think it is too long, but I think it's become commercial because it's a festival. What's the thing in Brazil, Adrian, that happens during the summer? What's it called again?
Carnival.
Yeah, they drag it out for as long as they can because it becomes a tourist attraction. And I do know that Pride brings in a lot of tourism, a lot of LGBT people who wouldn't be able to celebrate their identity in other countries come here. So it makes money. Pride makes money now.
That's what it is. It's commercialised now. No one even knows what happened in Stonewall in the under 30.
So let me ask you then, this lady, Sabrina, has been asked by her 10-year-old to bring her to the Pride Parade next weekend in Dublin. What's your opinion on that?
10 years ago, I would have said, take your kid, it's an amazing day out. Today, not a chance. There was grown men on leashes in gimp masks and full leather bondage gear on Dame Street last year. I don't care what people do in their bedrooms. I have a problem when you bring it to the public space and we have an opinion on it that you don't agree with. We're suddenly homophobic bigots. the whole shebang. And for Ciarán to be calling out with hate speech, you should know hate speech laws include religious beliefs. So attacking the Catholic Church is not the way to go if you want acceptance. I have to be tolerant of all these men in dresses, but they don't have to be tolerant. I believe in God.
Okay, but again, what Ciarán was saying is, what's the worst that can happen bringing a child to Pride?
You can see men in gimp masks on Dame Street on a leash being walked by a woman or a man. Where does that involve any pride?
Well,
Ciarán,
is that something you want your child to see?
It wouldn't bother me to see 10 times worse on the
but
internet.
But then no in the head. You need locking up. You need locking up. There's something wrong with you.
Would RTE
there's something wrong with you.
Answer the question.
Did RTE show the pride? Did they? I don't know.
They
I wasn't.
The pride. Of course they will.
Why do they have to? Where is this entitlement coming from, by the way? They have to. No, they don't.
They do. Are you
no, they don't.
RTE
it's not a right. It's not a right. They do not have to do anything.
No, they don't.
They choose
but they will.
To. They,
no, they choose
to.
Because they're taxpayers' money. They're spending taxpayers' money. They have to show.
So why is taxpayer money? Now, you just corrected Adrian and Jeremy because on their Facebook page, they said taxpayer money does not go to this.
No, I'm not saying it goes to that. It goes to RTE.
You just said taxpayer money pays for it.
No, to the best of my knowledge, taxpayers' money doesn't pay
well,
for
wrong,
Pride.
You're wrong, Adrian, and I can tell you how you're wrong. Dublin City Council are the sponsors of the Dublin Pride Festival. I have no problem with love is love. No problem whatsoever. There's no longer a nuclear family. Some kids have two dads, some kids have two moms. You teach all children to be tolerant because families don't look the same anymore.
Okay, but isn't that what Pride is all about?
No, it's been hijacked, as Jessica said, in the last 10 years by fetish freaks. Because they fall under the QIA plus. What is that plus?
So, again, back to the question about bringing a 10-year-old to the Pride parade.
I'm saying no over what I've seen. Over what I've seen happening to Pride in the last 10 years, no.
Okay, Ciarán, it is not an appropriate place to bring children because of some, and by the way, Chloe, it is only some of, of the participants,
some.
Yes.
Well, then she has an absolute right not to bring her. Not to bring them.
And it's not because I'm homophobic.
No, that's fine. But what happens if you bring your children down the street on any street in Dublin or anywhere and you see two men holding hands kissing? Then what? Yeah.
I'm sitting beside my gay best friend and my lesbian little sister while you're talking to me, Ciarán. I don't think I'm homophobic.
No, I didn't say you
would
were.
Would you like me to ask them too would they bring their children to Pride? Because the two of them will tell you they
what
wouldn't even go to Pride.
None of the callers have answered the simple question. What damage is going to come to your children if they
what damage is going to come from my children seeing grown adults in bondage gear in public on the street?
They're not going to know what you know about it. They're not going to ask them. They won't know what's going on.
Jeez, so you're the same harm? Person. You are all the same people who were on at me and Jeremy for saying kids shouldn't say vagina and penis. And you're all bringing your kids to Pride now like nothing's abnormal. Seeing men in crotchless trousers or no ass chaps or whatever the fuck they're called. That's disturbing. I don't like nudity on the streets, whether it's a heterosexual, homosexual, or whatever the hell the freaks with leashes are.
Okay, so you believe that the Dublin Pride Parade has become too extreme in terms of the participants?
And I would agree.
Can you imagine seeing me going down a leash on O'Connell Street now with my husband behind me? A guard would come and tell me to get dressed. I'd be arrested for public indecency. But it's all less lies for one day a year.
Jeremy, I would actually agree on her point that it has become completely different what it used to be about.
That's why I just said in your fight, you with me, Ciarán. I said in the last 10 years, Pride has been hijacked.
Well, I agree with you on that. Absolutely. I agree with you with that. But what's the harm? My question is, what's the harm?
It's damaging to my kids to see that. I would not like anyone to be seen on O'Connell Street in a full gimp mask.
Sorry, Chloe, in what way do you see it as being damaging to kids?
Adrian, you're telling me, now you all complained last week when there was an addict banging up into the toy. I'm expected to think it's normal for my 10-year-old to see a man in a gimp mask in all leather on a leash with another grown dominatrix behind him.
I'm after pulling up. Chloe, I'm after pulling up photographs from the Pride Parade in Dublin in 2010. When you said that the Pride Parade was family friendly, and there's men in bras, there's men in crop tops, and look at those hot pants with a balloon sticking out of his crotch. This was 2010 Dublin. So
this is what I'm saying. It's gotten progressively worse.
No, but you said 10 years ago was okay, and I'm showing you. I'm telling you about photographs.
Yeah, 10 years ago, you would not have seen a man in a gimp mask and all leather bondage gear on a leash going up Dane Street.
I don't believe that. I'd say that was always the case. You were always going to get what people call exhibitionist gays.
Well, it's the fact that people have gone to the extremes now, Jeremy, where it's not one in 100. It's loads of these weirdos jumping on the LGBT thing and trying to claim the flag, and they want all this. I mean, we have maps in Ireland, minor attracted persons. What is wrong with everyone? Oh, my, love is love. And I fully agree with that. I have no business judging what anyone does in their bedroom. None at all. But when you're bringing your freak to the street, I have a right to comment.
Okay, but in terms of pride, pride is all about celebrating the LGBTQ community. That's really all it is. What is wrong in celebrating the gay community?
Why does everyone try and turn this into people not getting along with the LGB? No one's saying anything about the LGB. Who the day is actually for Stonewall and stuff. Should we forget about that? The day has a meaning, has a purpose. It's to remind people that up until in the last decade even, people that were gay couldn't get married. People that are gay still have to fight to get their names put on children born via surrogacy or IVF to the female partners. We have far bigger things to worry about than going out and celebrating. What is it about pride that people think it's okay to dress in nothing on the streets, the guards will be there in their rainbow squad car, do absolutely nothing for the drunken and nakedness on our streets, whereas you can bet your bottom dollar Paddy's Day themselves were all full.
Okay, let me read out a message that's just come into us, and it says, this is directed to you from Luke. She is extremely deluded. This has been going on during Pride for years. It's not this new phenomenon.
I'm saying in the last 10 years, I've noticed it personally. I used to go to Pride.
Which do you think is more damaging to bring a 9-year-old to? An anti-immigration march on O'Connell Street or a Pride march?
Well, see, I disagree with children being at either of them. I believe everyone has the right to protest or to celebrate. I don't think children should be brought to places where there's influences that could be damaging to the child.
Do you think there's more damage and influence at an anti-immigration parade where people are shouting, get him out, get him out, get him out, or at a pride parade where, I don't know what they chant at pride parades, to be honest.
What are they shouting, get him out for? Is it like the man in Belfast with his head nearly cut off? I'd agree, get him out.
Well, no, because that would be get him out. It's get them out, which is plural, which would mean...
Well, he had a roommate that nobody's seen as well, that also apparently helped on his own.
I know, you know the chant, get them out, is not about one person. It's about several. It's about a whole... It's about anybody with a different colour skin, basically.
It's not about someone from a different country. I have no problem with legal immigration and real refugee status being given.
No, this isn't a conversation about... It's not a conversation about immigration. It's a conversation, which do you think... I just want to pick your brain. Which do you think is more damaging? A 9-year-old being at a... Which I've seen videos of, at a get them out, or at a pride... parade, which is, I guess,
it's
all about celebrating love.
It's celebrating. Trying to catch me out.
No.
The difference is it a peaceful protest where they're shouting, get them out? Is there a just cause for the protest? Is there any of the far right involved that are going to cause trouble with the guards?
Well, of course,
it's just
there is, yes.
Human beings, they're protesting. I have no problem with a 9-year-old being there. It's when far right arseholes come over, guard motor with the guards, and pepper spray and rocks are being thrown. I have a problem then. Well, peaceful protest, no problem whatsoever. Teach our children to stand up for themselves.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please. Let me go to Kay. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kay?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks, Kay. What did you want to say on this? Is the Pride Parade a suitable place for a 10-year-old child?
I think it's up to the parents, really. I think every parent should choose what's good for their child.
Okay. What's your opinion?
I believe that pride parades were like organized by gay people, and that they fought very hard for their rights, and they have every right to be there. And like, we all know gay people in our life. We all love gay people in our life. And I just think that it's for them to come out and say how they feel. Like, my personal opinion, I think that the trans community, or the trans ideology, really, has kind of taken over the pride parade in a way. And that is what's causing the problem.
And that is what the likes of Chloe, who was on there a couple of minutes ago, that's more or less what she has been saying, that the pride parade has been
essentially hijacked by more extreme participants, if you like, in terms of the way they dress and so on. And other people agree with that sentiment, including gay people, by the way, who've contacted us to say that they don't go to Pride anymore because of that.
Someone is on. Sorry, just one second. Someone, I'd love to get confirmation on this. You have 10 minutes, by the way, because we don't have time to find this out. But someone's after messaging us on Facebook saying that furries take part in the Pride Parade now and have done over the last couple of years. Now, I didn't know that. I said I haven't been at the parade in quite some time. Can anybody confirm or deny that furries, they do exist, by the way. I've seen them around College Green and I've seen them on TikTok. For those of you who don't know what furries are, do you know what furries are?
Yeah, somebody dresses up as an cat. Animal, or
They identify, but we don't know if they actually, I think that it's attention seeking.
It's a piss take. It's a piss take. No, I saw photographs from last year's Pride and there was somebody...
There was furries at the Pride,
Yeah, but I'd say it's somebody literally taking the piss.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I
don't think it's somebody identifying as a cat, no.
So you don't think it's anything more sinister?
No,
someone
I don't.
Who identifies as a furry?
No, I don't. No.
Really?
No, definitely not. No, I think it's... If you... So I did see a photograph from last year's Pride of somebody dressed up as a fox or something like that.
My daughter went to see Madagascar on stage last year. She dressed up as a... the giraffe with the long head and the ears
great,
and stuff
great, good for her.
So you're saying that's all they're doing as well?
Yeah. Or they're literally taking the piss out of people who believe that there are kids identifying as cats with bowls of milk at the bottom of the back of their classroom. Load of shite.
Okay, so you wouldn't have a problem with furries being at the parade?
I don't have a problem with somebody dressing up as a bloody fox or a cat or whatever they want to.
I think it's a bit weird dressing up as a fox or a cat.
You do it at Halloween. What's weird about it?
Well, in there a second.
Sorry, yes, you can. Go on, Kay, yeah.
Like, I think this is the problem. So you're all going down a rabbit hole there again, like furries and different things and everything. Like, it's only the gay community can recognise what's happened in their community. And I think it's only the gay community that can come out and explain this to the general public, because it's happening in their community. They're the ones living it. They're the ones seeing what's happening. And I think, like anything else, then is a distraction. And that's what you're all doing now, is distracting from the issue. Do you get me?
I do.
Do you understand?
Okay,
you know?
So...
And everything else is distraction. Like, it's like, you know, this belong group that's been organised, like anyone, any gay person that has attended that, they will tell you straight out, it's all been directed... They're being encouraged to be trans, and this trans ideology, that's not safe. That's not a good place. So it's like you need to speak with the gay community, get their opinion, and it's only their opinion should matter, because they're living it. Anybody else is outside it. We're not living it. We can't.
Okay, so let's go back to the point, and that was the message from Sabrina, whose 10-year-old daughter asked her to bring her to Pride Parade next week. Her auntie is gay and always takes part in the parade. And Mammy initially was thinking, that's okay, until she said it to a few of her friends, and her friends said, absolutely not. What do you think?
Well, I think, honestly, if Mammy knows, like, what's best for her child, and she's supporting her family. Her auntie's there. Her auntie's going to be going. That's supporting your family. That's supporting your loved one. Why shouldn't you go? Do you know, why shouldn't you go? And, like, if she's going to listen to outside voices to make her feel better, then, you know, she shouldn't be doing that. Like, she's standing up for her family. Her loved one is gay. Her child wants to go to support her auntie. So what's the problem?
Okay, do me a favour and stay on the line there for 1 second, Kay, if you can, please. I want to bring in some more opinions on this, and they are flying in here. Let's bring in Quiva.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. When I was 10 years old, my mum brought me over to London, and I think she took me to a Pride parade at the time, and I had no issue with it. And I think Pride can be enjoyed no matter what age you are. Yeah, I just don't think the Pride parade is like brainwashing people. And come on, people don't go naked at this thing. Like, I've been watching them tiptoe, and it's a sin recently, and I can't believe people still think that way, you know?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, this is Trevor's opinion.
What's the story, boys? Trevor here. I just want to throw my 2 cents in on this one today, if you'll play this out. I don't know if you will or not. But as someone who has friends that are gay, both male and female, I don't see the problem with the Pride Parade myself. It's all one big fucking thing, like everything else in this proxy country. But I guarantee you, I fucking guarantee you, you'll get people on the show today saying, oh, they can be brainwashing the kids into being gay. It's the gay agenda. Fuck right off, you narrow-minded bastards. And Jeremy and Adrian, anybody that comes on your show today, I dare you to ask them, could they be brainwashed into taking a bit of D, taking a bit of C? You know what I mean? I dare you to put that to them. Because I guarantee you they can't come back with a good answer. Oh, well, I'm not susceptible to brainwashing. Sorry, but you can be brainwashed at any age, but I don't know anybody that has ever been brainwashed to swing the other way in a sexual orientation. So, now the narrow-minded fuckers, you might get in your topic today. Just tell them to shut the fuck up. All right? Have a good one, boys.
All right, Trev, thanks very much indeed. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you doing, Jeremy?
Now, John, what did you want to say on this?
Well, you know, I have the kind of, you know, the complaint there that you said that, you know, compared to a St. Patrick's Day parade. How can you compare that to a St. Patrick's Day parade? Not?
Because, I'll tell you how you can, St. Patrick's Day Parade is celebrating our Irishness and our culture. Mm-hmm. Pride Parade is celebrating the gay community and their culture. Yeah.
Well, what were you seeing last year, Adrian, and I've seen it there on TikTok and everything else on social media. And, you know, if you take that and you compare that to St. Patrick's Day Parade, there's something wrong with you. And there's something wrong with you as well, you know what I mean? If that was nothing got to do with fucking surprise, you know, celebrating Irishness or whatever else like it, you know, or, I know that, yeah, and you know, fair play to them, let them at it. But here, walking around with your arse out and your tits out and this, that, the other, you know, I don't think the reason being is that it's hitting people there. That why would you bring kids to that? You know, they walk around with dog leashes
Let's go back to the point of this conversation, and it's Sabrina's daughter asked her, could she go to Pride?
Sabrina wants to bring the daughter, and she asked
because her auntie is gay and her auntie takes part in the parade every year. That's it.
Yeah, we'll go with that. But anyway, you know, she asked people. So why does she ask people in the first place? Why didn't she just do it? You know what I mean? Why is she asking people for different people's opinions?
Well, hold on, please.
The majority of the people would have said, nah, I wouldn't be bringing the kids to that. As you heard a lot of callers there and a lot of people there saying the same thing. And why have been? I'd never been at a gay parade in my life because I wouldn't want to go with the shit I'd seen last year. But what I'm saying is, you've heard a lot of people saying the same thing. Well, it would have been all right years ago because it was kind of, you know, it was kind of all right, they were saying. But, you know, after the last few years, it's got just a bit too much there.
You've never been there, so how do you know what you're even talking about?
Well, I see it on social media. Should we see everything on social media now? It's in black and white, it's in colour, you know, we can see it, what's going on. So that's why I wouldn't go, you know, that's why I wouldn't bring a kid to it, whatever, you know. And I don't know why she would bring a kid to that shit show in the first place.
Because her auntie takes part.
Her auntie, isn't it? No, it doesn't matter. Her auntie should be saying, don't bring her, don't fucking bring her, because there's going to be a lot of assholes walking around naked or half naked and with dog leashes. That's why, if that auntie had any fucking head in her shoulder, she would have gone around and said, no, don't, you know, what's a 10-year-old getting out of this? What would a fucking 10-year-old gain out of this? You give yourself a head to wobble, lads, and have a chat with yourselves. And don't be comparing gay parade to St. Patrick's Day parade, because that shit doesn't go on in St. Patrick's Day parade. They're very civil these days, you know. They're only on for a few hours, and everything is over, and everybody goes home, you know. It's well policed, it's well organised, you know. I've never seen anybody walking down half naked down a college street at a St. Patrick's Day parade, have you? Because I'd like to fucking see it if you have got the evidence.
Okay, so you believe the Pride Parade is no place for any child of 10 years of age?
Well, no kids, no. Definitely not. Adults, maybe. If that's what you're turning into. You know, but not for kids. Definitely not. Why would you bring kids to that shit show? Not a hope.
All right, John, let me bring in some more opinions on this before we wrap up. And this is Colm.
I can understand people's fears when it's younger kids seeing explicit stuff, like people go on about BDSM floats and fucking groups of men going around in bondage leather and all the rest of it. But I'm sure that's only a very, 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 very small percentage of it, if any at all. But maybe this child just sees how happy our auntie is She probably loves her auntie, looks up to her. Not up to her gayness, up to her laughter, her fun, her ability to socialise. Maybe this 10-year-old just wants to wave the flag and have fun with everybody else. It is a difficult subject, but I just think that in that 10-year-old's head, it's innocent, and it will continue to be innocent throughout the whole parade for her, unless it's turned otherwise by a group of drunk people, a group of rude people, or a bad experience in general, like any kid can go into the city centre. But I think a kid should be free to express themselves, especially when it comes to innocently, like, she hears parade, she hears music, she hears fun, she hears treats, goodies, maybe lunch out, little takeaway, whatever it is. It's a day out, is what it is.
All right, Colm, thanks very much indeed for your message. And David...
Hey lads, great show there. As usual, I can't come on because I'm in work, but I have to say I'm just kind of fed up with this whole fucking LGBT pride shite at this stage. Why do you need a month long festival to say you're gay? Like, yeah, okay, you're gay, fucking great, good for you. Like, you know, if you're bisexual, good for you. Like, I don't really care, you know what I mean? Like, I'm straight. Like, I'm not looking for a fucking a month long festival to say that I'm straight. My son was supposed to be marching in that fucking parade last year with his under 12s football team, and I wouldn't let him do it. I wouldn't. There's no way, because I don't agree with it. I don't see why he has to. Like, why are you dragging kids into it? And, like, you know, this girl, she wants to bring her 10-year-old child to the fucking pride. Are you joking me? Lads going around on fucking with gimp masks, dressed as fucking dogs and on leashes and stuff, like, what, with their fucking Mickeys hanging out fucking everywhere, like rubbing themselves up a fucking oil. Like, honest to God, like, and this is supposed to be fucking, you know, for kids. Like, they're supposed to bring kids to this as well, like, to prove how happy you are to be fucking gay. Come on, lads, you have to see what the fucking, what's going on here. It's just ridiculous. Like, well, I'll tell you now, my kids won't be anywhere near the fucking parade. Like, no way. I'm fucking sick of it. I'm sick of seeing Garda cars with fucking rainbows and fucking painting the fucking path of rainbow fucking colours and flags fucking hanging out of schools and all. Fuck off. All right. I'm actually fucking sick of the whole.
All right, Dave, very angry, very
Dave,
angry.
And can you do us another favour, Dave, and send us a message and tell us how you really feel about this? Well, hang on, let's just address that. There's Dave. By the way, he contacts the show regularly. Lovely fella. I've always told him very level-headed. But literally, if you rang Dave now and told him that you were after running over his cat with your JCB, he wouldn't be as angry as he is about something that... And this is what it comes down to, Dave, at the end of the day. You know, yesterday people were giving out about... What was the topic yesterday? People were saying, mind your own business.
Well, that's nearly every topic on this podcast.
But the woman who was losing weight using Ozempic.
Yeah.
And most people were saying on their Facebook page, they were saying, if it doesn't affect your life, mind your own business. And I would use that same argument to you, David. How does the pride...
Well, if you heard earlier on in the message, he said his son and their football team, 12-year-old son and their football team, were invited to take part in the parade last year. And he said no, he wouldn't let his son take part in it.
Why?
He just didn't want...
Well, David, I hate to say, if your child is playing schoolboy football and goes on to play for football, if you've noticed, every football club now... It strives to be inclusive. And in fact, in a lot of football grounds, the corner flags are LGBT flags because they just, it's all about inclusivity. But I've never heard someone
so angry. Absolutely.
Be so triggered. So what if a Dublin bus has a rainbow flag on it? So what, Dave? Don't get the bus.
Okay, enough. Jess, here we go.
Penny isn't really dropping what you use today, is it? It has turned, over the last 10 years, it has turned to a bunch of fucking freaks. It's turned into a freak show circus. You have your Transformers, your non-binaries, the furries. You have them all. You have leather-loving freaks in chest harnesses and assless chaps. Adrian, with all due respect, you've never been to the fucking parades, so how the fuck would you know? I've been to them for nearly 10 years. I've seen what they changed into, and it's fucking disgusting. And you wonder why a lot of gay people are texting into you and texting in saying, oh no, I wouldn't go, wouldn't bring me kids. No, adults should go to these parades. Never mind fucking children. It's turned into a fucking sideshow freak circus. That's what it is.
All right, Jess, thanks very much indeed for your opinion.
Not one gay person contacted us to say they wouldn't bring their kids to us. Not one.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.